My whole career has been, I'm a hybrid. I've been working in media and contemporary art my whole life. I've worked in public television. I've worked on independent productions of other people's, of my own. But meanwhile, I've also been a channeler of other people's work. I ran a very unusual artist in residency program in San Francisco called Cap Street Project, where artists made site-specific installations in a very unique house, way back, 85 to 87.
Yeah.
And then I ran an art and technology initiative back here for the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council and was channeling artists' new media work back in the late 90s and early aught before galleries and museums were showing it. Yeah. So I've just always been paying attention to the, kind of the progression of media and contemporary art and where they intersect with other people's work, and then my own isn't so much in the new media end, it's more in the, you know, independent filmmaking end. But of course I knew who Carolee Schneemann was from even before I moved out to California. I first met her, she doesn't remember meeting me then, but there was a, used to be an event called New Music America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I was working as the managing director of a performance space in San Francisco, I got to go to New Music America in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And Carolee was performing there. And, you know, had a big entourage of people around her. And I, you know, I think I introduced myself to her, and that was that. But while I was living in San Francisco, I think it was 1991, Linda Montano, do you know Linda?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, was a friend and neighbor and colleague of Carolee's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In fact, her amazing show that was at the Dorsky, that dealt a lot with Linda's whole career and life and even death, Linda was lying in a coffin.
Yeah, I saw that show.
And
yeah.
Carolee saw that show,
mm-hmm.
and went and looked in while Linda was there and said, I'm next.
Oh my
and
gosh.
She died soon thereafter. Well, and of course, Carolee had a really interesting show there some years earlier
yeah.
that Brian Wallace
yeah.
had curated. But the reason I'm digressing, so Linda, I knew from years ago, because Linda had been a visiting artist at the San Francisco Art Institute, and I had worked there before I was the project director at Cab Street Project. I was the director of PR and publications there. I wrote about Linda's work, 7 years of living art, when she made a transition from yellow to green, and it was in a Bay Area magazine. Anyway, so Carolee was going to be a visiting artist at the Art Institute for a semester, and I guess she asked Linda, oh, who are some people that I should know? You know, not so hoity-toity art world power people, but just, you know, people
yeah.
from the tribe. And Linda referred her to me, so she got in touch with me when she moved out there. And that's where we really bonded and became close friends. So that was 1991. We spent quite a bit of time doing things together out there, going up to, you know, Marin County and the beaches. We had a friend, Dean Ralston, who used to have a gallery here, who had moved out there because he was living and dying with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we spent quite a bit of time together out there. I would always keep coming back to New York because I'm from here, and so I'd be here for the holidays or I'd be here for something even work-related, and so I would often visit Carolee in the loft a block away from here
yeah.
where I live, and you know, even be there for some parties and this and that, and so we stayed in touch cross-country. One funny thing, flashing back, Marianne Amiche, who was another artist who lived in the Hudson Valley in Kingston, was one of the artists I worked with at Cap Street. Very eccentric, unusual, amazing sound artist. Who won the Golden Nika at Ars Electronica 1 year. She had the DAAD grant. Very amazing woman. One time I was visiting Marianne up in Kingston, and she found out from Richard Teitelbaum that Carolee was having a party, and asked if we could come, and Carolee said no. So I loved teasing her after we became friends that she didn't let me in.
Oh, that's too much.